Well, good morning and welcome to another thought of the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray together. Gracious Lord, as we come around your word this morning, we ask that you speak to our hearts again, inspire our minds, enthuse us, lift our hope and place it firmly in the Lord Jesus, the risen Saviour, the one who is Lord of all, that we may walk in his love, know his light and experience his power in our lives. Amen. Well, we're reading from Titus chapter 1 and verses 12 to 14. One of Crete's own prophets has said it. Cretans are always liars, evil brutes, lazy gluttons. This saying is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply so that they will be sound in the faith and will pay no attention to Jewish myths or to the merely human commands of those who reject the truth. What is Paul talking about? Well, he's quoting a Cretan philosopher, Epimenides, who lived 6th century BC and who made this statement. Now, we don't know too much about him apart from what now is quoted. All his original works are lost. But what has made him famous is this idea of paradox, i.e. a paradox is a statement that seems to actually refute itself. So bear in mind that Epimenides is a Cretan. He's from Crete. And as a philosopher, he says, all Cretans are liars. So what credence are we to give to that statement? It's quite amusing. However, Paul's intention is to cast a doubt, an honest doubt, on the character of those who are causing trouble in the church. And remember, he's just worked through a whole section where he's addressing the nature and character of those who are appointed to leadership. So this reflects on those who are to lead, and it also reflects on those who are to follow that leading. So he's questioning on two counts. First of all, these people who are troubling the church, what is it that they teach? And secondly, why is it that they teach it? So he wants these listeners of his, Titus in particular, to focus on the subject matter, the source of what is taught, and then the character of the teachers. And this is consistent with what's gone on before. So what is he saying about what they teach? Well, he calls them lies, doesn't he? He calls them myths. He calls them merely human commands. So this strange cocktail of error leads people astray, away from the truth of God. What's a myth? The myth is the word of God plus my own imagination. So what he's saying is that people are embroidering the gospel with other things. They're the gospel plus my imagination. And what about this human commands, mere human commands? Well, that's the gospel plus my specific application. So myths, the word of God plus my imagination, what I would like to be true maybe, what I perhaps propose may be true, and mere human commands, the word of God plus my own particular application. In other words, things that I have found that I want to be applied to me, but what I'm going to do is make them a general rule and apply them with authority to others. I'm going to command those others too. So the people who are doing this are to be dealt with in the church by a very severe manner. What they teach is to be refuted. The source is to be studied. So the source of our belief is the word of God. It's the facts of what God has said to be true. And God speaks plainly. There may be things that we discuss, things that Christians differ over with regards to what certain passages are saying. But on the whole, the main things are the plain things, and the plain things are the main things. So we are to look at God's word as the source and not embroider it with other things that are maybe have the appearance of actually making it clearer, but in actual fact confuse it. And secondly, we are not to add to it our own particular likes and dislikes, or our own particular feelings with regards to application, and make them a command that everybody should keep. So we are to be sincere in the way that we deal with the word. What's Paul's command with regards to how his listeners should treat teachers who teach in this way? Well, he's got two things that he says. First of all, he says, ignore them. Don't take any notice. They're not speaking the word of God. They should not be listened to. And secondly, he says, rebuke them, Titus. So stand up against them and denounce them as preachers of error, so that those who preach the truth of God can be seen to be honest, open, and in the power of God's Spirit, preaching his truths. So in our churches, we are to consistently preserve these aims. Our source is to be legitimate, the word of God only. And the people who teach are not to be people who teach with the wrong motives. Look at those four descriptions, the four words that are used: brutishness, evil, gluttony, laziness, all designed to be driven by the old nature and to indulge the self, the flesh, as opposed to seek God's purposes and bring glory to him. So here's the way that we stand by the truth and we exhibit to the world the consistency of the glory of the gospel by preserving it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that we might be given the heart to do this, and also the mind and the wisdom, that our leaders might be men who are eager to preserve your truth and teach it accordingly. And guard our hearts, we pray, against the error that comes from false teaching. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.